Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo. Alan Beaumont Hall.
Teenagers who self-report feeling drowsy mid-afternoon also tend to exhibit more antisocial behaviour such as lying, cheating, stealing and fighting. Research shows that those same teens are 4.5 times more likely to commit violent crimes a decade and a half later. It's the first study to our knowledge to show that daytime sleepiness during teenage years is associated with criminal offending 14 years later. To get at this information, 15-year-old boys from 3 secondary schools were tested at the start and the end of each lab session, which always ran from 1 to 3pm. Participants were asked to rate their degree of sleepiness on a 7-point scale, with 1 being unusually alert and 7 being sleepy. Data was collected about antisocial behaviour, both self-reported, as well as from 2 or 3 teachers who had worked with each teen for at least 4 years. A computerised search of the central criminal records was conducted to suss out which of the original 101 had a criminal record at age 29. This focused on violent crimes and property offences, and only those crimes for which participants were convicted. The researchers learned that 17% of participants had committed a crime by that point in adulthood. Socioeconomic status was also examined and a connection found. It is the case that low socioeconomic class and early social adversity results in daytime drowsiness, with results in inattention or brain dysfunction, which results 14 years later in crime. There is a significant link. The researchers stressed that drowsiness in and of itself doesn't always predispose a teenage boy to become antisocial, and many children with sleep problems do not become lawbreakers.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health. 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.